This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Hey, hey, hey. Well, good morning and welcome to Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on this Sunday morning, August 10th. How are we doing this morning? Gorgeous weather. Just incredible. Hope you're getting out on the links and enjoying every second of it. Talking Golf with Ann Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool Luxury Athleisure Apparel for men and women, featuring the exclusive ice-filled cooling technology along with UPF 50 plus sun protection. Visit IBKUL.com to learn more. Well, yes, this past week a lot of golf was played. And the weather just could not have been better. Hope it continues. First, the member guest at Shinnecock last Monday. Then my member guest at Southampton Golf Club, where my team took low gross honors. Excited about that. Credit to my team for sure. And I want to give a shout out to Susan Hobbs and her committee for organizing just an incredible day. The theme was back to the beginning. Southampton is celebrating its centennial anniversary. And also, really delighted to say that the Met Golf Writers Association voted Southampton Golf Club Club of the Year. Each year, the award honors a club in the Met section. Last year, it was Arcola in New Jersey, Arcola Country Club. Glen Arbor in Westchester County enjoyed the honors the year before that. And the National Awards Dinner is actually Tuesday, October 7th. At Westchester Country Club. I hope you can come. There are a lot of different award recipients, including Billy Payne. Billy Payne is getting the Gold Tee Award, former chairman of Augusta National Golf Club and president and CEO of the Atlanta Committee for the Olympic Games. He was the leading advocate, you remember, for bringing the Olympics to Atlanta back in 96. And I can go on and on about Billy Payne's accomplishments, but he will be getting the Gold Tee Award at the Met Golf Writers Association dinner on October 7th at Westchester Country Club. The Stadler family is receiving Family of the Year. Bill Pennington of the New York Times will get the Lincoln Weirden Golf Journalism Award. Mizuho Americas, the LPGA tournament, will receive the Bing Crosby Tournament Sponsor Award. Sean McManus, who ran CBS Sports for years, will be honored with the Paul Dillon Distinguished Service Award. Les Shupak and David Zona will be getting the Dave Anderson Spotlight Award. It really is a great night, and proceeds go to the Caddy Scholarship Funds in the Met area, the MGA Foundation, and the Dave Marr Scholarship, Journalism Scholarship at Columbia University. So if you're really into golf and you're involved in golf in any way, you really should be at this dinner. You can go to metgolfwriters.org to get tickets. Well, this past Thursday, the David Cohn Celebrity Charity Tournament took place, benefiting the Ed Lucas Foundation. And that was at Brook Lake Country Club, where it is every year. And, you know, this tournament has enjoyed such a long, successful stretch, starting with Phil Rizzuto hosting it years ago, then Gene Michael, and for the past 9 years or so, David Cohn has been hosting this charity tourney. And the Ed Lucas Foundation distributes grants to a number of programs that focus on the visually impaired. It's just one of my favorite events of the year. And I am very excited to bring you a conversation later in the show that I had with five-time World Series champion, ESPN and YES Network baseball analyst David Cohn. David loves golf. He did not play golf while pitching in the majors, but he plays now as much as he can. And, you know, I'm always fascinated with the similarities between a star athlete's sport of choice and golf. And, you know, David is just so articulate in comparing the two sports. I think you will enjoy my conversation with the great David Cohn, which will play right after the 7:40 break. The first of three tournaments in the FedEx Cup playoffs, the FedEx St. Jude Championship in hot Memphis. Final round today, and this round features 70 players. After today's final round, the top 50 will advance to next week's BMW Championship at Caves Valley Golf Club outside of Baltimore, Maryland. And then the top 30 after next Sunday's final round will move on to the Tour Championship at East Lake Woodlands in Atlanta. And gone are the starting strokes format at the Tour Championship, which I so disliked, which they used the last, I don't know how many years. The top 30 who reach the Tour Championship at East Lake Woodlands will all start at even par, which is the way it should be. And the winner will be then crowned the FedEx Cup champ. And this playoff format, you know, is still up for debate. Let's see how long it stays like this. I mean, the PGA Tour has been tweaking it for years. In Memphis, at this event, the St. Jude Championship, Tommy Fleetwood at 14-under takes a one-shot lead over fellow Englishman Justin Rose to this afternoon's final round. Tommy shot rounds of 63, 64, yesterday a 69 to stay at the top of the leaderboard. Friday, Tommy led Justin Rose by 3 shots after 36 holes, and that 664 on Friday included 4 straight birdies at the end. But his lead when he starts today is only 1 over Justin Rose. And look out, Scottie Scheffler at 12-under is only 2 shots back. J.J. Spahn and Andrew Novak are both at 11-under, 3 shots behind. Ben Griffin, Ricky Fowler, Chris Kirk, Akshay Bhatia, they're all tied at 9-under, still able to make a run today. It's a very tight leaderboard. But Tommy Fleetwood looking for his very first win on the PGA Tour. How is that possible? He's won 7 European Tour events, but all of these years in 162 starts on the PGA Tour, and he's 34 and a half years old. He has yet to win in this country on the PGA Tour. He does have 6 runner-up finishes and 42 top 10 finishes, which is the most of any player without a win on tour since 1983. And Tommy is ranked number 9 in the world. He's the highest ranked player in the FedEx Cup standings without a victory on the PGA Tour. And if he were to win this afternoon, he would become the 13th first-time winner this season on the PGA Tour. Well, I love the fact that these two Brits will play together in the final pairing this afternoon. Tommy Fleetwood always looked up to Justin Rose. I know Rose has been Tommy's mentor, but as friendly as the two are, Justin Rose, he won the FedEx Cup in 2018. He'd love to win his 12th PGA Tour title. Justin is 45 years old. He has not won since the 2023 AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. He's been so sharp. He's playing so great this season. But, you know, Justin endured that heartbreaker at the Masters, finishing runner-up to Rory McIlroy, losing to Rory in that playoff. Look, as much as I like Justin Rose, he's one-class guy, I really would like to see Tommy Fleetwood close this one out. If not, I would just think it would be just another devastating result for Tommy. And, you know, it was great to see Cameron Young close out his win last Sunday at the Wyndham Championship for his first PGA Tour title. For Tommy, it's just been too long. He's too good of a player to not have a PGA Tour title. But again, Scottie Scheffler's only 2 shots back, And he's just been so formidable coming off his Open Championship win. He's looking to win his 18th PGA Tour title, his fifth title of the season. Anything can happen in this final round this afternoon of the FedEx St. Jude Championship. The U.S. Women's Am has been going on all week at beautiful Bandon Dunes in Oregon. Love that place. After a grueling week, so much golf, it all comes down to this afternoon's final 36 holes between Stanford University rising senior Megha Ghane from Homedale, New Jersey, against Brooke Bierman of Wildwood, Missouri. For only the third time in the championship and the second time in 7 years, both semifinal matches yesterday went into extra holes. Megha Ghane rallied from four down with seven holes to play to beat Ella Skaysbrook of Australia. Ella ranked or seeded 63. Brooke Bierman, who's a 2025 Michigan State graduate, she's competing in her final amateur competition before entering LPGA Tour qualifying school this coming fall. She also needed 19 holes to eliminate University of Kansas rising junior Lila Lauterbaugh of Buffalo, Missouri. It was just another marathon match for Bierman, who played 41 holes of match play on Thursday in eliminating two opponents then. So, boy, what a week. It's just a grueling. These amateur championships are so grueling. 21-year-old Megha Ghane will face 22-year-old Brooke Bierman in today's 36-hole final. And interesting, the two finalists will be exempt to play in next year's U.S. Women's Open, which will be at the Riviera Country Club in L.A. The runner-up must be an amateur, though, to play in the U.S. Open next year, while the champion, who emerges today, will have the option of competing as a professional. And the winner also will be an automatic selection to the 2026 USA Curtis Cup team. That's going to be at Bel Air Country Club a week after the Women's Open. So that match, the 36-hole championship of the U.S. Women's Am, starts at 12:45 Eastern. And the Golf Channel has live coverage tonight from 7 to 10 Eastern time. All right, the medal that will be awarded by the USGA to the U.S. Women's Amateur Champion, I think starting next year, is going to be renamed and redesigned to honor golf legend Joanne Carner, which I think is great. Joanne Carner is just incredible. What a legend. Was the first player in history to win three different USGA titles, the U.S. Girls Junior, the U.S. Women's Amateur, and the U.S. Women's Open. And actually, during her professional run, she won two U.S. Women's Open titles. At the age of 82, she actually made history as the oldest golfer to play in a USGA championship when she played in the 2021 U.S. Senior Women's Open. Such a legend, Joanne Carner. LIV Golf is in Chicago, and Dean Burmester carded a 6-under yesterday in the second round. He leads Josel Ballester and John Rahm by two at 9-under. Bryson DeChambeau is 6-under, three shots back. Carlos Ortiz and Paul Casey, wow, that's a name we have not heard in a while. They are both four back at 5-under. And in the team competition, you have three teams tied for the lead at 10-under. You have Bryson DeChambeau's Crushers team, Sergio Garcia's Fireballs team, and Louis Oosthuizen's team. They're all tied for the lead at 10-under, five shots ahead. This morning, Dan Rapoport, golf insider for Scratch and host of Dan on Golf, he will join me after the 7:20 break. We'll banter about the FedEx Cup format, the U.S. Ryder Cup team. Who do you think should be a captain's pick? And should Keegan Bradley, the captain of the U.S. Ryder Cup team, should he pick himself to be one of the six captain's picks to round out the 12-man roster? Are you ready for the Ryder Cup? Beth Page Black? September 26, 27, 28. Definitely a mega, mega event. Can't wait. And I have my ideas of the six picks, which I will discuss with Dan Rapoport coming up. Insider golf guy for Scratch and host of Dan on Golf. But first, let me tell you that IB Cool Luxury Athleisure Wear for both men and women offers the highest performance-driven apparel to look and feel your best on and off the course. Ibicol offers multifunctional, intelligent, moisture-sensor fabrics Featuring the exclusive ice field technology that cools your skin up to 5 degrees so you can stay cool, comfortable, and odor-free on hot and humid days. Use promo code AN20 for 20% off regularly priced items. That's www.ibkul.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori. And you know, there's always so much golf news to digest. And here to offer his insight on some of the top issues in the game is golf insider Dan Rappaport. Now, Dan is a golf insider for Scratch and host of Dan on Golf. Dan, I'm delighted you're on Talking Golf. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been, I feel like we've been going back and forth trying to figure out the right time to do this. So I'm stoked to do it now. Obviously, the major season's in the rearview mirror, but still a lot of golf left this year, so I'm excited.
Yeah, and I love your work. Really been a big fan of your work through the years. And well, since the FedEx St. Jude is in progress, final round this afternoon, and the first of three tournaments in the FedEx Cup format, let's just talk about that. You know, I'm so glad they eliminated the starting strokes format. I just thought that was so ridiculous. And so I couldn't stand it. And now the top 30 who reach each East Lake start at even, and the winners then crown the FedEx Cup champ. But what are your thoughts about the overall format and the little change there?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it stems back to this sort of macro problem that the PGA Tour has, which is there are five events that stand alone as far as importance and significance in our game, and the PGA Tour doesn't own any of them, right? It's the four majors and the Ryder Cup. And so they started this FedEx Cup in 2007 for two reasons, right? You know, you want to have a season-long race, you could pump some more money in, but also they wanted something to big that felt like their own, and it just hasn't quite worked. You look at the Players Championship, I feel like the Players Championship has more importance now than ever before. You know, I think TPC Sawgrass is an iconic venue, and I think, you know, it being right before the Masters, I think they've done a great job with the players, but the playoffs haven't. They just haven't. I think last year reached a little bit of a low point when you had just this drama-less final round where Colin Morikawa was winning the actual golf tournament, but Scottie Scheffler was way ahead in the, you know, sort of the net division, and it needed a change. And, you know, I never agreed, or I never thought, I should say, that the tour players or the tour itself would agree to the change that they've made with the tour championship. I just, you know, because we've talked about this a lot in golf. How can they change the FedEx Cup? How can they change the FedEx Cup? I never thought they would agree to a proper finals, a proper playoff format where you get to the finals and then everything wipes clean. Because there's always been this talk about, oh, well, you know, if Scottie Scheffler has been the best player the whole year, it's not fair if he doesn't win the FedEx. Well, that doesn't really hold up in other sports, right? We don't say, oh, unless the Lakers are in the NBA finals, you know, the NBA is going to die. It's like that's sports. And the regular season is one thing and the playoffs is another. So I think this is a step in the right direction. I actually think they should go even further. I think the FedEx Cup should just be the regular season and it should just wipe clean before the playoffs. Top 50 in the leaderboard after this week, move on to BMW. Top 30, move on to Eastlake, and then we play straight up. I think that would add a lot of intrigue. There'd be a lot more drama, I think, in these first two playoff events about trying to get to that number, and there still is now, but it's so hard to follow. I mean, I was watching even last week in Greensboro, and they're trying to update you on what Mark Hubbard needs and Matty Schmidt needs, and it's just, if this guy makes a bogey and that goes from a three-way T2 to a two-way T4, and it's just too much going on. I think they need to simplify it. I think they need to get out of Memphis and Baltimore as the first two. I think there's so many other places around the country, and I think this is one of the things that Brian Rolapp, the new PGA Tour CEO and Strategic Sports Group, which is this, you know, consortium of American billionaires that have a seat at the table now at the PGA Tour, you know, if they're looking at this with fresh eyes, you imagine they're in a boardroom, right? And you're thinking, okay, we got three events in August. We're going to go to LA. No, we're going to go to New York. New York crowds are always great. No, we're going to go to Chicago, right? BMW. No, we're going to do Memphis and Baltimore. we're leaving stuff out there. And I understand that, you know, FedEx is based in Memphis and Coca-Cola is in Atlanta. And they're, you know, it's not as simple as let's put the tournaments here, there, or there. But I would expect these playoffs to change pretty significantly with new leadership.
Right. And don't even go into the money payout. That is so freaking confusing that I don't even think people really care because these guys are making so much money as it is. So we're not even.
Well, yeah. I mean, the one thing I'll add to that is like, yeah. Have you ever watched a football game and someone's like, oh, you know, Patrick Mahomes is making $47 million. Just no one cares. Right. It's not what the fans watch. It actually even turns them off a little bit, I think.
Right. But I think some people do care that Rory McIlroy is not playing in Memphis. He skipped the first tournament of this playoff format. I'm sure the PGA Tour is upset, as is Federal Express. What are your thoughts about it?
They're definitely upset. But listen, you know, I think Rory learned a really tough lesson a couple of years ago. And I think that lesson was, you know, I put myself out there. I was basically the spokesman, the conscience of the PGA Tour for 2 years. And I took all of this heat and I stood up in front of these microphones and I talked about legacy and loyalty. And when it was time to make a deal, I was not in the room. And I think Rory learned a lesson there, which is I got to take care of number one and I got to take care of Rory McIlroy. And I don't think that he would have done this if he didn't win the Masters, because, you know, if he has another season where he doesn't win a major, wanting to win the FedEx Cup, you know, a fourth FedEx Cup is another, you know, kind of bullet point on his resume that he'd want to add. But now I think we've seen he had this little swoon after the Masters where he was kind of in a weird mood. Don't really know what was going on, but I think he really got back to normal when he went over back to home to the Northern Ireland for the Open Championship, finished in the top 10 there. And then I saw some videos of him partying on a yacht. And that's kind of what we wanted to see from Rory, right? Like you won the Masters, you did it, right? Like enjoy your life. And I think, look, you can't ignore the fact that he finished basically dead last year. Memphis, you know, I am at home. I have a very strict no Memphis in August policy. It is just way too hot from what I gather. And he probably looked at the numbers and said, the most I can fall is like three or four spots. I'm going to get to Eastlake no matter what happens. So would I rather stay in Europe where it's really nice in August for another week, or would I rather come back to Memphis? And look, it's not an epidemic. He's literally the only one who skipped this week, right? At 69 of the top 70. But I completely understand it from Rory McIlroy's perspective, and I understand the PGA Tour being not so happy about it. So, and I think that's another potential benefit of the format that I proposed, is you wouldn't be able to skip. You wouldn't move on. So I get it from Rory's perspective. I get it from the PGA Tour's perspective. I know in this culture, we really want everyone to take one side and feel really strong, but I just kind of understand it on both sides.
I do too. And, you know, Rory, but, you know, Scottie Scheffler is there. Talking about somebody who doesn't have to be there. Scheffler is playing, so.
But I think it's been a fascinating dichotomy of watching those two and how they react to winning major championships. right? Obviously, Scotty doesn't have the scar tissue that Rory has. Scotty won, the PGA. And as he said very, very famously in his press conference, it lasted about 2 minutes and then he was on to the next. You know, he won the Open Championship. If Rory won the Open Championship at home at Port Rush, you would have seen him in the Harbor Bar until 2 a.m. You know, Scotty, I think, probably went home to have a Diet Coke and watch Netflix. So I just don't think that Scotty rides the emotional roller coaster that Rory does.
It is who it is. They are who they are, for sure.
That's right.
And speaking of the two, they're just, to me, they're really interesting studies. I never thought Scotty Scheffler was boring like a lot of people do, because I just think he's such an interesting study. And to your point, his comments at the Open Championship were just so interesting, but that's who he is. And you termed it in one of your pieces for Scratch, complicated emotions Scotty has about golf that he shared in that press conference. What were your thoughts when you heard Scotty talk about all of this?
Yeah, it was certainly jarring. He certainly didn't need to go there. I was in the room, and it was a pretty straightforward question, and I actually think, like, he was asked a similar question on Saturday night when he had the lead, and it was a very different answer. It was, I'm going to go out there and try to birdie the first hole, and I enjoy competing. I almost think he found a catharsis in it. I almost think it was like a little therapy session for him out there. You know, one of the benefits of therapy is, like, you have these complicated emotions in your head, and then they're just sort of sitting there and they're looming there, and they can become this sort of boogeyman. Whereas if you just talk it out, I think sometimes that just feels better. And it's not like Scotty came to some, conclusion or thesis that changed his life. But I think just the act of talking it out made him feel a little bit better. One thing I will say about Scotty, we saw Tiger Woods inspire a generation of golfers to get in the gym. I think we're going to see Scotty Scheffler inspire a lot of golfers to get in church. I really do believe that. I mean, some of the younger players that are coming up now, like a Luke Clanton, like a David Ford, who just won PGA Tour U, faith is a huge part of their diet. It's a huge part of who they are. And, I think there's this organization called the College Golf Fellowship, which, seeks to bring college players closer to God. And I think it's going to become increasingly popular because these guys are seeing a player who has reached a level that we have not seen since Tiger Woods, but he's got this sort of work-life balance that seems to be the envy of all of his peers. I remember when I was over there for the Open and Justin Rose was talking about it almost with a little bit of envy. Like, this guy has these two tent poles in his life. He's got his faith and he's got his family. And those keep him so grounded that this golf thing is just a profession for him. And, whereas you contrast that with Rory, he wears his heart on his sleeve, right? Every tournament is so incredibly emotional. I think there's something to be said for just sort of not getting too high and not getting too low. And I think, the reason he's able to do that is because of his faith and his family.
I agree. He's such an incredible role model, Scotty Scheffler, and he has figured it out. He really has a great balance in his life, and he's put everything in perspective, and he's shared it with the world. All right, let's move on to the Ryder Cup. Boy, this will be fun to see what Keegan Bradley is going to do, not only with his captain's picks, but with himself, right? So you have Scotty Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, J.J. Spahn, Russell Henley, Bryson DeChambeau, Harris English as the top six right now, right? Scotty's in mathematically. JT, yes. Colin Morikawa, I don't think so. I would say no at this point. Ben Griffin, yes, in my opinion. Keegan, I would say yes. I know how difficult it will be to be a captain and a player. I can only, guess how difficult it will be. I can presume how difficult it will be. But I just think he can do it. If anybody can juggle that, I think he'll do it. And it'll add so much intrigue to this Ryder Cup.
It's already going to be the biggest Ryder Cup, certainly in my lifetime, just being at Bethpage Black and being in New York. The media attention is going to be the on-site experience is going to be next level. I saw some photos that came out a couple weeks ago. They basically built a city around the first and the 18th hole at Bethpage. It almost looks like they moved the tee to the left to move the tee closer to that 18th green so that there's even more of a stadium feel. I think he's going to play. I saw, I keep in touch with Keegan. I've seen a shift since he won the Travelers. I really have. I think before he won the I think he was never going to pick himself unless he won and unless he finished in the top 12 at least in the points, and he did both of those things. And before it was, there's so much here, I don't know if I can juggle it, and I'm focused on being the captain. Now it's you know, actually the PGA of America said to me when they gave me the captaincy that they wanted me to be a playing captain. And, you know, now that I have all these assistant captains, you know, I'm starting to think of a world where, okay, maybe this is actually possible. And I think with Keegan's, the way he's played this year, but also just the character that he is, I think those other guys that you mentioned, the guys who are locks to make the team, the Scotties, the Xanders, the JTs, the Brysons, I think they're going to say, dude, we want you to play. We feel like you can add more. And this is another sort of dirty little secret about Ryder Cup captaincy, I think. I don't know how much it honestly matters. They don't hit a shot. The most important thing that they can do is with their picks. But, you know, everyone said that Steve Stricker was this incredible captain. That's because they won by a lot. And, you know, everyone, you know, Jim Furyk, when he lost his Ryder Cup captaincy, you know, everyone was hammering. It's because the players didn't play well. You know, it's still the players that hit the shots. And I do think he's going to play. And I think you're 100% right. I think it's going to add just another layer to a Ryder Cup that's really already on steroids.
Oh, it's going to be amazing here in New York. I mean, everybody is so pumped. But I think Keegan, you know, he is multifaceted. I think he can do it. Not everybody can do it. A lot of people are just more one-dimensional and linear, right? But Keegan seems to, you know, have a lot of talents that we're just really discovering on, you know, beyond golf, right? A leadership talent.
Well, I think. And I think also, like, the fact that he's been able to play this well with this Ryder Cup captaincy looming already, I think shows an ability to compartmentalize that's going to be, you know, super important. You look at, you know, he's definitely a lot younger, but I mean, Luke Donald isn't playing at the level that Keegan Bradley, you know, a lot of these guys, when they take this Ryder Cup captaincy, it takes over their life. And, you know, it's really, really difficult to juggle both. And Keegan, you know, when he got the captaincy, it was before he won the BMW. So he wasn't even necessarily going to be in all of the signature events and everything for the following year. He gets the captaincy and then goes on this run. And I think that's proven a lot to himself and to everybody else.
All right. I think Cameron Young should definitely be on that team, having played and grown up near Sleepy Hollow in Westchester. I do not want Wyndham Clark to be on the team. I just am so opposed to his behavior at Oakmont. I can't get over that, Dan. I really can't. And I just think he shouldn't play for the U.S. I'm just so upset at his behavior. And I just don't think he made really the proper apology. Even if he did apologize, I don't think he deserves a spot based on his behavior and his anger management. He can't deal with it.
I think the apology is what angered the Oakmont membership and the golf community even more so than what he did. So when it first happened, you know, I said immediately, we're either going to get a denial or an apology really, really quickly, right? Because if it's not true, you go out and say, this is not true. If it is true, you better apologize. And I think also, if we look to the major before that, the PGA Championship, he had another outburst where he flung his driver backwards into a sign, but it was a T-Mobile sign and T-Mobile's on his hat. And so you got this heartfelt apology, you know, the notes app on the Instagram page. I'm looking to be better. And then he does what he does at Oakmont and doesn't apologize until he shot like 6 under in the first round of the Travelers and then has to do it in a media interview. And then also, you know, saying, oh, I want to move on for Oakmont's sake.
Yeah, right. Like he's telling us to move on, you know, he's telling us that we need to move on.
Right. It's like, I liken it to, like, you know, someone, you know, a buddy comes over and he takes your last sparkling water. Right. And you're mad at him for taking the sparkling water. But if he just kind of apologizes and like, man, I was thirsty, I'm sorry. But if he comes up to you 3 days later and he's like, I don't know what you want me to say, I want to move on. You're like, well, now I'm not even really mad about you taking the sparkling water. You're just being an ass, you know? So I think the apology went the wrong way.
It did. Now, Chris Gutterup, I'd love to see him, you know, raised in New Jersey and went to Rutgers. I'd love to see him on that team as well.
Yeah, I think he's got to have a strong playoffs. You know, there's always a player who kind of gets hot at the end. What an amazing 2 weeks, really a career-changing 2 weeks that he had over in Scotland and Northern Ireland, you know, winning the Scottish and then playing as well as he did. I think they want him to be on that team too, but I think he's got to show it. He's got to continue to play well because he doesn't have the pedigree of a, you know, if it comes down to Chris Gauthier versus Colin Morikawa, and Gauthier's coming in off a T35 and a T40, you know, Colin's a little bit more of a sure bet. So I think he's got some work to do, as does Cameron Young. But it's fun to see, you know, two tri-state guys are pushing at the right time.
That's right. And how about Patrick Cantlay? He hasn't really done much, Dan. I don't think he deserves to be on the team this year, as much as, you know, he's had that Ryder Cup experience.
I go both ways, because on one hand, he was so pathetic in the majors this year. I mean, he finished 36th in the Masters, which making the cut at the Masters, I mean, missing the cut at the Masters is like is embarrassing. I mean, there's like 85 players in the field. You got seven past champions who, you know, don't play on the PGA Tour at all. And you've got like five amateurs. So you really have to beat like 10 other players. So finishing T36 in the Masters is not like finishing T36 in the US Open. And then he misses the cut in the next three. So does he deserve it with his play this year? Absolutely not. But he was one of the bright spots in Italy. The hat situation, it breathed life into the American team. And he was also, he was maybe the best player for the Americans in Montreal in the President's Cup. So
good point.
It's a tough decision. He's a different player in PGA Tour events than he is in majors. And he's actually shown in the last two team competitions. And also Xander Schauffele loves him, and Xander Schauffele is going to be on that team. And they've been a really strong pairing that the US can trot out there and not really think twice. So I agree with you. He wouldn't be on my team. I do still think he'll probably nab one of those last two spots.
Plus we love Joe LaCava. Yeah. We want to see Joe there.
Anytime, yeah,
let's
get
guy.
Joe and Rory, you know, let's get Joe and Rory on the first tee on Sunday in singles and watch that crowd wave their hats all over the place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back to Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori, and I am at the David Cone Celebrity Charity Golf Classic benefiting the Ed Lucas Foundation, and David is my guest. First time on Talkin' Golf with me, David. Welcome to Talkin' Golf.
Finally, all these years we've known each other, and I've seen you at all these events over the years, and I'm happy to come on.
And, of course, I've covered your baseball career years ago, and now you are the baseball analyst for ESPN Sunday Night and for YES Network. And I want to talk golf with you because baseball players make pretty good golfers, some very, very good golfers. How about you? How would you describe your game?
I'm a left-handed swinger, and I didn't pick up the game till I retired for baseball. So it's been a challenge, but I love it. Got the bug. Broke 80 a couple of times, kind of reached that goal of breaking 80, and then I've fallen back a little bit. I had a hip replacement surgery, but I'm back into it again, and I just love it.
What's your handicap these days?
I'm probably around a 12. Not too bad. You know, I mean, I'm mid-80s. I used to shoot in the mid-80s, so.
That's pretty good. And you live in Florida, and obviously during baseball season, you're very, very busy. But can you play mostly in the wintertime?
I can. Yeah, you know, I live on a course down in Florida in the Boca region, and it's great. You know, I live on this in a community where Bernhard Langer lives.
Oh, I love Bernhard.
And he's been great. I meet him on the range, just watching him, the way he swings, it's just amazing. So, I'm more at the range now, you know, working on my game than I am actually playing.
Has Bernhard given you any tips? Because that guy is just amazing.
Yeah, no, he's great. He's very generous with everything, and tempo and rhythm and his repeatable swing. Just he's automatic.
Can you imagine for his age? He's what? He has to be, what, mid-60s now, and he's just he goes out there and thinks win, win, win all the time on this senior tour.
He's in fantastic shape. You know, he keeps himself in amazing shape, even through some of the injuries he's had. You know, Achilles injury that he had, you know, over the last couple of years, but he bounced right back, and he looks as good as ever.
Now, rumor has it that he got that Achilles injury on the pickleball court, but anyway, he's definitely bounced back from that. Now, David, I know you batted lefty, right, and threw righty. So years ago, when Yogi Berra was still around, he hit his tee shots righty and putt lefty. And we were doing a TV show, and I said, Yogi, I didn't know you're ambidextrous on the golf course. And he said, I'm not, Ann. I'm amphibious.
Yeah, that's Yogi. I believe that 100%. You know, I work with a guy named Jim Cott, too. Kitty was a great broadcaster, a great pitcher, and he played right and left-handed, and he could shoot his age both ways. I've never met anybody like him, but he could. When he was in his 70s, he could shoot in his 70s both right and left-handed.
So do you do most things lefty?
No, I'm a natural righty. My father made me a left-handed batter in baseball when I was a kid. He thought I was going to be the next Ted Williams, so he wanted me to pattern myself and my swing after the great Ted Williams. So that just stuck. And when I went to pick up golf, it just seemed more natural to swing left-handed, continue left-handed.
Interesting, because, you know, it's harder to get left-handed equipment. I mean, you can get it now more readily than maybe, you know, 20 years ago. But who taught you how to play golf?
Pretty much self-taught. You know, I started reading every book I could find. You know, Ben Hogan's book, watching videos, even Bobby Jones. I go back, you know, to the old days, right to the beginning. And then, you know, just anybody I could see, the Golf Channel, some of your interviews over the years, just listening and watching is amazing. I became addicted to the Golf Channel, obviously, and so many different coaches that you listen. Sometimes you get too many ideas going on in your head, right, with too many different theories. But, you know, it's just kind of self-taught.
So what do you bring from baseball, from pitching to golf, would you say?
You know, to me, I think it's a sense of creativity, you know, and a sense also of working yourself out of trouble. You know, in baseball, on the mound, often you get yourself in trouble. The base is loaded. It's like hitting the ball in the woods, and you got to go find it and chip it out and try to save score and save par if you can. For me, it's mostly bogey. If I can play bogey golf, I'm happy. But I think it's that sense of never giving up, never getting too down, no matter how bad it's going. Because golf is the most frustrating game, as you know, and can be. And if you let it get to you, and if you don't, if you just take what comes your way, and you have that mentality, then you can still have fun. You go, hey, let me create a shot here. Let me be creative and have some vision here. And it's the same as kind of pitching.
So you see more of a mental comparison, right, then from pitching to golf?
Absolutely, definitely more mental. You know, golf can get in your head, obviously. But also there's the physical nature of golf, and the rhythm and the timing and the tempo is very similar to a pitching motion, to the windup of a pitcher. It's kind of the same sort of a thing. What I used to say is the ball flight doesn't lie. So whenever I'd throw a pitch, I knew exactly what I did wrong by how the ball flew. And it's the same thing in golf. You know exactly what you did wrong. You know, by if you slice it or if you hook it, if your arms are out in front of your body or your lower half or the same vice versa, you know, there is a key because the ball flight never lies.
If you're having a bad night on the mound or, you know, a couple bad pitches, you know, in golf, you're only as good as your last shot, right? It's probably the same on the mound. What would you tell yourself when you're on the mound in a baseball game if you knew you could do much better?
Yeah, to me, it was more about just making quick adjustments, staying in the moment. You know, if you get too far ahead of yourself or you're too much, if you get distracted, really, I think distractions kill performance. So if you can just stay in the present, stay in the moment, and say, okay, what's the adjustment that needs to be made? How quickly could I make the adjustment? I know what I'm doing wrong, you know, because, you know, I've gone through my checklist and I know exactly where I need to be and what I need to do to get back there. So that's the main focus. You simplify and just get into the moment and just make the quick adjustment as quickly as you can.
Well, you hear golfers saying all the time, just stay in the present. That is so hard to do, to forget that last bad shot and only think of the next shot. So you have good training from baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the same thing. Amnesia is a good thing, right? Forget about what just happened, because after the match or after the game, there's plenty of time to beat yourself up. There's plenty of time to go back and really kind of go over every little thing that went wrong. So, but in the moment, it's so counterproductive. It's nothing but a distraction. And sometimes it takes a while. It's not easy. You just need to step back and just gain your perspective again and train yourself mentally to kind of trick your mind into thinking that way. And that's, it's hard to do. You're right. Very difficult to do.
So many similarities. I love talking about the mental aspect of sports. And there are a lot of similarities between pitching and golf. So tell me, who do you follow on the PGA Tour? Who are some of your favorite players?
Well, you know, I obviously some of the new guys are amazing. You know, I'll date myself because, you know, I'm a lefty and I always love to watch Phil Mickelson or Mike Weir, you know, all the lefties, Harmon the lefty, Brian Harmon's great. Anybody that's lefty, I'm kind of prone to, because I know, you know, we've been discriminated upon over the years. So there's a little chip on your shoulder if you're a left-handed golfer, and I thrive with that. So, you know, obviously all the lefties, but Scotty Scheffler's amazing. You can't, how could you not appreciate what he's doing? Rory is just so fun to watch. They're so powerful. There's so many similarities in baseball, too. There's so much power in baseball now. Power pitching, power hitting. It's the same in golf. You know, they hit the ball so far, and it's changed the game. Changed the nature of golf courses and how you design golf courses nowadays.
Do you know how Phil became a lefty in golf? He would watch his dad practice in the mirror when he was a toddler. He watched his dad swing in the mirror, and that's what he just – it came naturally to him to be lefty.
Yeah, it's a remarkable story. And I know he's a baseball fan and a pitcher too. You know, he actually has thrown batting practice before. I know I've heard stories about him wanting to be a pitcher. So, I that kind of endeared him to me even more. So, it's an amazing story how kids learn. You know, and things that almost just by watching, you know, visually learning is more important sometimes than anything else.
Did your parents play golf? Did your dad play? What's your history in the sport?
He did pick it up later in life, you know, like me. But, we weren't exposed to it at a young age. You know, that was the big three sports. It was football, basketball, and baseball, and that was all we had time for. And but then, as you know, as I sort of gotten into baseball and then towards the end of my career, I realized what I was missing and how fun it was. And now I regret it because I'm playing catch up. All those years I could have played when I was active as a baseball player and all the courses I could have gotten on. You know, I hear stories of John Smoltz and Greg Maddux that get on Augusta when they were during their careers. And I'm like, what did I miss here? I'm such a fool. So for the rest of my life, I'm going to be playing catch up.
So many pitchers would tell me they bring their clubs with them when they traveled because you could play on your off days.
Yes.
You didn't do that.
I didn't do that. You know, and as you know, Ann, I mean, golf is a game that you have to play reasonably well to enjoy. You can't just show up at Augusta and never have played the game before. So it's just not going to work that way. And so you have to take the time, and you have to have perseverance, you know, and get the golf bug and say, I'm going to learn this game, and I'm going to do what I have to do to get good enough to enjoy the game. And that, to me, that was the demarcation point, where I now can play anywhere in the world on any golf course, even though I may shoot 94 or 92. I know how to keep moving. I know how to put the ball in my pocket. I know how not to slow anybody down. I know how to play the game. And to me, that's the most important thing that you learn as somebody trying to pick up the game.
You talk to any other pitchers about golf? Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, Roger Clemens is a really good golfer. He plays in a lot of these celebrity tournaments.
All the time. There's always a tip. There's always somebody that has a coach that says do this or do that. So, absolutely. We're always talking about golf. We're talking about equipment. because boys love our toys, and you know, and so there's a new putter out there, or there's a new driver, or there's a new set of irons, and the technology that comes into play with that, and you got to have this, you got to try that, it'll help your game. So yeah, we're obsessed.
All right, I'm going to ask you about Keegan Bradley. Ryder Cup's coming up. I know you're going to be knee-deep in baseball season, end of September, but there's a chance that, you know, he may want to pick himself as a captain's pick. I don't know if he'll qualify on points. The top six get in on points, and then it's up to the captain, Keegan, to pick the other six. What do you think? Do you think if he's playing well enough heading into that time of year, which is coming up very soon, should he play? Should he pick himself to be captain and player?
Well, that's really, you know, inside the ropes kind of stuff there. So I don't really feel qualified, you know, to give a really, you know, definitive opinion. But I would say you better be good. You better not be marginal, you know, and say, yeah, okay, am I kind of close enough on the edge and then I'll play? You know, if you're Tiger Woods in his prime, then I'll, of course. But it's very hard to manage a team and to coach and all that goes into it and also have the focus to be a player. So that's very difficult. You know, I would, at first blush, I would kind of frown on that, to tell you the truth. But as I said, that's inside the ropes kind of golf thinking, and they know things I don't know. But I would say no.
Would you ever consider managing in the game, baseball?
I kind of like what I'm doing. You know, I'm smart enough to know that that's a hard job and sometimes a thankless job. Certainly there's a shelf life to that job too as well. So you never say never, but you know, I think that those days are passing me by.
Well, this event is incredible. The David Cone Celebrity Charity Golf Classic, raising money for Ed Lucas Foundation. Bless his heart. I loved Ed Lucas. I really did. Allison does such a great job. I've been coming to this, David, for so long. I hate to even tell you because it will date me for sure, but Phil Rizzuto hosted it, and I was here when he hosted this, and then Gene Michael, and then you. So talk a little bit about the history of this incredible golf charity golf tournament.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. You know, I feel so lucky because I knew all of those guys. I knew Phil Rizzuto. He announced the games that I pitched. I went to this golf tournament too. I've seen you here many times, and when I was just a celebrity playing in this tournament. So, and I saw Gene Michael and what he did to carry on the torch and for Ed Lucas and Allison. So I know the tradition of this tournament. And then when Gene came to me and said, I need some help, can you help me take this over? And Gene wasn't feeling well at the time, and he passed shortly thereafter. So, you know, I felt a real kindred spirit to kind of, you know, this, somebody's got to carry the torch here. And this tournament runs itself. The people behind the scenes do such a wonderful job. And now we have Jersey Mike's as a sponsor, and the sponsorship's really picked up. So it's at an all-time high right now in terms of the participation, and it's all because of the people behind the scenes. The small part for me is just my name. Sure, you can use my name, but you know, they do all the work behind the scenes.
Talk about your day. How'd you play out there today, and some of the other celebrities who've been here?
Yeah, it's so good. Roger Clemens, El Duque, Orlando Hernandez is here. The list goes on and on. My teammates. The thing that's good about this, too, it's not just baseball players. It's football players. There's basketball players here. John Starks is here. There's musicians. There's comedians. There's boxers. I mean, throughout the years, there's all walks of life that have come to this tournament and have supported Ed Lucas and Allison. So it's pretty amazing to be a part of it.
Last question. Your favorite foursome, who would it be? If you could play with anybody on the planet, who would your other three partners be?
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, I'd pick Phil, you know, because I'm a lefty and I'm biased. You know, I would pick Babe Ruth if I could. If you can go back in time, I'd get Babe Ruth in there because he's so fun. I mean, you know, you would have some fun if you're hanging with Babe. I would pick probably, you know, maybe Bill Clinton, you know, just because, you know, he would be fun and have some great stories too as well. And I would probably pick, you know, somebody from like Michael Jordan, maybe, to pick him as well. I'd want a diverse group of people that would have different stories to tell from different walks of life and also be fun-loving.
I can't let you go until you tell me your most memorable baseball. 5-time World Series champion, 5-time All-Star, played for so many teams, Yankees and Mets. Favorite all-time baseball memory?
You know, when we won our first championship with the Yankees in 96, that ticker tape parade coming up the Canyon of Heroes is amazing. There was millions of people as you ride up on a float, right up the center of Manhattan, the Canyon of Heroes, as they say. And when you look to the right, there's walls of people every side street you get. And when you look to the left, there's walls of people, and you can't believe there's that many people. And there's confetti raining down on your head. And then I look up above me, and there's Joe DiMaggio and Yogi Berra in a convertible Thunderbird leading the parade. And it just hit me that this is just a once-in-a-lifetime sort of a moment that not too many people get to experience.
David Cohn, continued success, and love this charity. Love what you're doing on and off the golf course. So keep it up.
Thank you, Ann. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Thanks so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.